Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in
comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory.
Making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord, for the sparrow that sings. It makes sweet melody for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For my whole family, for the joys you've given me, for the shoes on my feet, plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the church where I worship and pray, for the freedoms that I have today, for your spirit I feel, your presence so real. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For giving your life for me on the cross of Calvary, for taking my place, for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Daughters, Jesus died for you and I. Come home, my child. Stop right in your tracks. God always welcomes you back. We pray every day He'll show you the way. Come home, my child. So I'm praying for the prodigals. I'm praying for the lost. Remind them of the sacrifice. Remind them of the cost. And angels rejoice when one sinner repents.
With Jesus. opened your eyes to a brand new world. Like a bloom that's beginning, like a flag unfurled. And you smiled from above at a baby girl. Only he could have dreamed of today.
Beautiful shadows smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
It hasn't always been easy, but the labor is sweet. Like a father so faithful, he's been watching your feet. And he promises always that your heart he will keep. If you keep giving him your today.
Beautiful shadows smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
Life stretches before you like a brand new book. May his blood mark the pages everywhere that you look. May your goal be his altar. May his cross be your gain. May you be so consumed that life and death are the same.
Beautiful shadows smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face.
Beautiful shadows smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Miracles in Plain Wrappers. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Perseverance says, "I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how hard it is. I am going to believe the promises, do what I know instead of what I feel, and move forward by faith. I will watch and pray, wait and pray, yes, weep and pray, but I will also walk and pray. When I lost my husband Dane to a deadly, aggressive, and very rare cancer, my faith and confidence in God was severely tried. I know Dane's was too. He did not get a miracle of healing. We prayed and cried and begged, but were met with silence. This was especially difficult because Dane loved God, loved soul winning, lived healthfully, and was passionately involved in ministry. We were a team for God. One evening during worship, our attention was arrested by a scripture about Christ in his hour of suffering. Paul describes Christ's struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane just prior to his betrayal and crucifixion, who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from, which translates literally to out of, death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. The verse says Christ was heard. He was not delivered from death, but he had victory over it. His faith won the victory in the darkest hour. In my mind, this is the greatest miracle of all. Christ was not delivered from his cross, but he had victory over it. You may not be delivered from that cancer, that job loss, that divorce, or that bereavement, but like Christ, you can have victory over it. Faith grows strong in earnest conflict with doubt and fear. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4, page 117. Toward the end of his life, Dane wrote these words, "I realize now that faith is not about the outcome. Faith is about the growing from trial to trial, from faith to faith." Romans 1 verse 17, in order to be ready for the outcome that God permits. Faith is not an insurance policy against unwanted troubles. Faith is a roadmap, the GPS, God's positioning system, that will lead us unfailingly to God's perfect destination for us. Faith is not given to avoid problems. Faith is given to avoid failures while enduring those problems. Faith is not the victory that avoids the problems of the world. It's the victory that overcomes the sin problem in the world. Is this the final word on faith? Hardly. Faith is dynamic. Where will my journey take me? That's up to God. I just want his faith that overcomes the world. His faith that grows me to meet each new trial. His faith that prepares me for the only guarantee faith offers. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, King James Version. Faith, it gives us the wisdom of God for our health, our children, and our entire life, because lifestyle matters. But it gives us far more. It gives us power for the journey and the grace to genuinely love and minister to every suffering child in God. Yes, sustaining grace. That is my miracle. That was Dane's miracle, and it can be yours. I trust God's oversight regarding my life's journey. He will give me insight as to what I should do. He has foresight concerning my future. He works all things for his glory, and I trust him. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, King James Version. God is not short on miracles. He wants you and me to experience these miracles every day. They are ours for the asking. They are the joy of the Christian journey. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 23. In his parting conversation with his disciples on the night before the crucifixion, the Saviour made no reference to the suffering that he had endured and must yet endure. He did not speak of the humiliation that was before him, but sought to bring to their minds that which would strengthen their faith, lead them to look forward to the joys that await the overcomer. He rejoiced in the consciousness that he could and would do more for his followers than he had promised, that from him would flow forth love and compassion, cleansing the soul temple and making men like him in character, that his truth, armed with the power of the Spirit, would go forth conquering and to conquer. Miracles in Plain Wrappers was written by Vicky Griffin, the director of the Lifestyle Matters Evangelism Program and the director of health ministries in the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. You can visit lifestylematters.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.